Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
Hello, dears. Hope you guys are doing good. I apologize for not being able to connect with you all last week. I was under the weather. I was not feeling well, and I was not in a position to record a podcast. But luckily, everything is fine, and, you know, cold and sniffles will have to wait. But in the meantime, I'm back with another new topic for the week, and this one's slightly different. So, I want to tell you a little story. So, in traditional wars that are fought, you know, basically the wars that are fought on ground, right? The command post behind the lines, it would often have things like hot coffee or good food and dry clothes and things like that. So do you think this was because the generals or the commanders were selfish? Or is it because they deserved it for making the highest rank? No, neither. It was because if the commander fell or if the commander experienced low morale, then the rest of the troop would be in jeopardy. In fact, the entire war effort would be in jeopardy. So those leaders, those commanders making these decisions, they needed to be at their best. Now, think of this in terms of parenting. Parents are the generals of their household. So how do you, in particular, those who stay at home with children, feel day after day, hour after hour, with no real break in sight? Is your coffee hot? Your clothing dry? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. If that continues, how do you think your troops at home will fare? Not well, especially if you're not well. Self-care is not selfish. It's one of the best things you can do for you and for your kids. That said, this is the topic for today. The topic is self-care. And guess what? Today's topic is about you. Not the children in particular. Not them directly. But your self-care does affect them. It does affect your family. So, pardon me. Taking a break from family, sometimes it can cause guilt and anxiety in mothers and fathers alike. But just a few hours away can re-energize you, so you can get back to playing with those Legos or making dinner or taking care of everyone else. So there is a mental health program director who says that maintaining the basic day-to-day with no extraordinary circumstances, keeping all those balls juggling in the air, is a really demanding endeavor, and it leaves very little time for moms to be able to have fun, relax, rest, and just generally have a little downtime. So think about it, being on, because you're constantly on and you're at the ready for your children at all times, and this can cause burnout, and it can make things that could be everyday treasures feel like everyday chores. That's why it's important that all parents start taking real, regular days off. I mean, haven't we always heard that moms never get a day off, or dads never get a day off, or parents and children in general do not get any days off? Well, I guess it's time to change that. So, what does this mean, you know, on a daily basis, or maybe once a week basis? It could mean asking your spouse to take the day off from an office job and, you know, be with the kids, or perhaps asking another family member to cover you for a day, or maybe even for a few hours. Maybe it involves hiring a sitter. A friend of mine and her husband, they take days off from work together to go golfing while their son is in school. I think that's really cute. Whatever you need to do, just make it happen. So the same mental health program director that I was talking about, she also says that the times when parents need self-care the most, maybe they're experiencing, you know, something that is happening in their life, whatever the situation might be. And oftentimes that self-care, it can slip. So when you add that additional component, then, you know, it causes burnout that puts women at risk for developing mental health issues, things like depression and anxiety and insomnia and things like that. So before you take a day off or a girl's night out, focus on sleeping and, you know, eating well and, you know, just gently moving your body. So when a parent takes a day off, what should they do? I'm pretty sure you're already beginning to think about, oh, maybe I'm going to do this or that. So here's an idea. Why don't you think about what will be restorative? Maybe you can try on some new clothes, you know, without your little ones around. Maybe you can get a good workout and then you can relax in your sneakers. Maybe you can go to a coffee shop and you can read a fun book, or maybe you can go have lunch, or, you know, maybe a day in the spa with a close friend. However, this day, the day that you as a parent take the day off, this is not for errands. Finding a dry cleaner for your winter boots or a plumber for that leak, these things can wait, because you know what? These things happen. Whether or not you plan for it, these are, you know, chores. They will happen. Studies have shown that the anticipation of vacation can bring just as much psychological reward as the actual vacation. And I actually think this is very true, because very recently, and by that I mean last year, my family and I, we went to Mexico over the Thanksgiving break. And I had started to look forward to that trip all the way from August. And I could, you know, even though I began work in September and so on, I could barely wait for November to come around so we could go on this trip. And every time I thought about it, just the anticipation of that, it gave me some kind of a joy. This particular thing that we do, it's called nexting. There's actually a word for it. Knowing that relief, excuse me, and rest are coming keeps parents energized for today's puppet shows and snack times and so on. Excuse me. And then you can't just think on the lines of, someday soon I'm going to take a day for myself. No, don't say that. Prioritize the same as we would prioritize things for our kids. So do that for yourself. Do yourself a favor, right? We would never miss an appointment if it was for our kids, because we feel that it's important. Guess what? Equally important is prioritizing yourself and your own needs. So to feel even better about this new practice, remember that it's not only about enjoying activities that you used to before you had your kids, it's also about regrouping on a higher level. It's kind of like, you know, like a good time to take, you know, like how they say, the 30,000 foot view of your life and think about what changes you might want to make, you might need to make, and so on. So now let's kind of get on with it. And there are these five great ideas to re-energize, because I love that word. I mean, you're not, you know, there's always the R&R that we always talk about. But re-energize, I think this is amazing, right? By just re-energizing, you are basically going to be de-stressed and not tired, not overwhelmed. And I'm sure you can feel rested and content and happy and healthy. If you are all of these, then guess what? Automatically, your kids, your family will feel just as well as you do, because they're watching you. They're learning from you and they're grasping from you. And you obviously want to make sure that, you know, you put your best foot forward That's what parents do, don't they? So coming back to these five great ideas to re-energize, let's see what's my first one. The first one is say no. What? No, what I mean is say no to the things that don't serve you. You know, you might be that parent who loves to volunteer, maybe at school, maybe elsewhere and so on. And maybe you're the kind of person who loves to volunteer so much that you kind of sign up in many different places. You know, don't. I'm not saying don't do a good deed. Definitely do a good deed. But don't, you know, stretch yourself so thin that you begin to feel the pressure. So it's okay to say no to another volunteer task, but definitely say yes to a nice dinner out with a friend that you might enjoy. So say yes to things that are fulfilling and replenishing and things that re-energize you. Next one is get counseling. What do I mean by that? I don't mean like, oh man, you need to go find therapy. No. Counseling could even mean, you know, you sitting and catching up or talking to your best friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time. So it's never too early to get counseling, whether, you know, if it's for a long-term issue that you have, or perhaps there is something happening at that moment in your parenting life that you need help with. It could be something really simple. Perhaps you have a forum of other parents that you would like to connect with. So find something like that. The next one is pick up a new hobby if you haven't done that in a while. You know, maybe you can try your hand at painting or cooking or knitting. Maybe you want to try Taekwondo. That'll be a great example you will set for your kids by trying something new. Next one would be set a goal. Have a long-term goal. Maybe you would like to train for a 10-miler. You know, basically what this does is if you have a long-term goal, it forces you to make time for practice each week. And this time that you are forced to make every week, these become appointments that you do with yourself, right? This is something that you will do to replenish yourself, to re-energize yourself. So do that. And then ask for some alone time in the house. Yeah, I know. I mean, I was just talking about you going out and so on and so forth. But sometimes women, and I don't know why I'm saying women, but, you know, probably because we don't get too much of a chance. But there are some women out there who really feel like all they need is solitude. And guess what? When you are looking for solitude, all you want to do is find that solitude in your home, in your house. So be in your house. Be by yourself. Find that solitude and feel refreshed. Maybe ask your husband to take the kids out. Maybe ask the sitter to take the kids out. Mother, father, anybody. And then take time with your partner. I have this friend, she and her husband, they try to get away for 2 days at a time when they can. And if they can't, then they meet at least for a lunch in the middle of a workday. And they say that they're able to focus on each other so much just by having a meal, sitting down together. So when you get a break with a parenting partner, you know, these things often get overlooked. But their value also is frequently underestimated. Your kids need it, and you need it. You need to practice self-care. Try it all. Meditation. These days, there's a lot of coloring books for adults. Have you tried those? I've tried those. It's actually a lot of fun. It is, to me personally, it can get a little cathartic after a while because your whole focus is on what you're doing, and you know that in itself can be like a little self-care because you are sort of tuned out of what you would do on a regular day-to-day basis, right? Because you need to be this rock solid all the time, and for you to be rock solid, you definitely need to have taken care of yourself. So, my dear friends, take care of yourself. Practice self-care. Google the topic. I'm pretty sure you'll find many, many creative ways of how you can take care of yourself. And just by feeling energized by doing that, you will be in so much better of a position to take care of your family, because you know you love them and you know that they need you as much as you need them. So take care of yourself, be kind to yourself, therefore your family, especially your kids, will learn it off of you. Until next time, hopefully you will try self-care, because it's a very important part of parenting. Let me know how it goes. Until then, happy parenting. Bye, my friends.